Two of me, buddy. I'll be looking for you.
Now, if you are both going to be glad to see me, you'd say you and Aunt Lean were both very glad to see me. You and I came in, you would say we
were glad to see you.
If I came in, you would say we what? If I came in and you were both glad to see me, you would say to me what? How would you say to me? If I came in here and you and Aunt Lee were sitting here and you both were glad to see me, you would say, we what?
If we welcome you. We welcome you.
If you want to tell me you're glad to see me, you would say what?
It sure was glad to see you.
Okay. Now, suppose someone did something wrong. Let's say the kid did something wrong. Little boy who's misbehaving, you say, if you do that again,
I'll punch you.
All right. Or you might just say, I'll do what?
I'll whip you.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to do what?
I'm going to punch you.
All right. Now, if a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to girl, he is doing what?
Oh, you love my.
What is the older word when a fella is interested in a girl? You say he is doing what?
Well, he's in love with courting her.
Mike, say what else
is
he doing? What were some other terms you heard used? Can't think of any other?
No, maybe he was used to use somebody stuck on to her. He's courting her.
They were seeing each other, you might say they are doing.
It's a romance. I love each other.
Now, what about a girl's boyfriend? He's called what?
Well, he's called her boo or her lover.
Okay. Now, and she is his what?
Well, she's his spawn, his good friend. Older to him.
Yeah, what older people might say. He's going to see his what?
Going to see his gal, his girlfriend, something like that.
All right. A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother says, "You've been what?"
Brother says, "You've been kissing a girl."
All right. Any other old-fashioned words?
A hugger.
For kissing, I mean.
Well.
Heard of any other terms old people used to use for kissing?
People flop him in the mouth more like that.
Doing what?
Flop him in the mouth.
Oh. Alright, now if he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
If he asks her to marry him?
Yes.
I'd say she quit him if she don't want him. She just quit him.
You said that boy asked that girl to marry him and she did what? If she told him she didn't want to marry him, you'd say she did what?
She turned him off, that was used to call it.
Now, when a girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her, you say she did what?
Then she quit him.
About a woman. If the situation was a woman, the girl was, they were dating and she turned